There are 17 digital analysts employed statewide trying to stay afloat in a flood of evidence. They can't keep up with the multiple devices tied to nearly every crime committed every day. That lack of resources creates a backlog which has real impacts. A grand jury's indictment of Carlos Bell charges between March and June of this year. He sexually exploited three kids after police had enough evidence to charge him with sexual crimes against other children. Court documents say Bell potentially infected one of the victims, a 15-year-old, with HIV.
Anytime that a child is victimized in any capacity, that is a failure.
Director of the United Way of Charles County, Mike Bellis, serves the community where Bell's victims live.
It is an opportunity for us to say, how can we adjust how we're doing business to make sure this never happens again?
Greg Shipley with Maryland State Police says it's in dire need of a change, as its four analysts are tasked with processing digital evidence for 20 counties.
What we need is for law enforcement across the board to recognize they need to be involved in this process. This cannot just be assigned to the Maryland State Police alone.
Four counties and Baltimore City run evidence through their own crime labs. Montgomery County has the largest team with five digital analysts. Prince George's County has the smallest.
Currently, I only have one computer forensics analyst, and that's it right now.
Prince George's County Sergeant Michael Daly says his department is restaffing.
It's not they're sitting on it, or they're lazy, or they aren't trained properly. They're facing this tidal wave, and it keeps changing direction.
It's far from just a Maryland problem, says Sean Goodison with the Police Executive Research Forum, when he says it takes months to complete an average investigation.
We've talked to examiners who have said, I don't take leave because I know that if I go away for a week, I'm going to come back and the queue of things I have is going to be roughly double.
Until their resources increase, investigators say they're fighting a losing battle against the backlog, creating a delay in justice. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.